Ambrose Cardinal, you guys know him. He is one of the program coordinators down there at the Creating Hope Society, who offers so many awesome programs for our Indigenous people and youth. Dante, welcome to the in-person here at the Raven and Windspeaker, Ambrose.
Dante.
Yes, Monato. I think after like 15 times on the phone, this is our first time in person.
Yeah, it feels good to be here. It's really cozy.
Awesome. So you're the coordinator for a very specific program that targets our young men. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
I run a program called Indigenous Boys Matter 2. It's usually a 10-week structured program for youth who are 14 to 18. Sometimes we take younger, sometimes we take older, kind of based on where youth are at. It's a 10-week wellness program that's kind of based around kind of my own lived experience as an Indigenous male, but then also like teachings from being an Escapios and, you know, just kind of assessing where youth are at. I think it's really important and needed, especially right now. So it's a really awesome program, a little biased, but, you know, it's been going really well.
Awesome. And when does this run during the week?
So it's every Wednesday from 5:30 to 8:30, and it's at the old Edmonton Intercultural Center. However, for this next group, you need to register. There's going to be a poster out there, and it has my email, and you just send me an email, and I get you registered and set up an intake with your youth. And yeah, it's really specific for our young men who are looking for that connection and wanting to really, you know, challenge themselves into becoming an Escapios and, you know, working on themselves a little bit. So yeah, it's pretty difficult sometimes, but it's a good challenge for our youth because I think they're ready for it.
For our listeners, like you and I know what an Escapio is. Can you explain to our listeners who might not know what the word Escapio means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Escapio, it's kind of just generic for, you know, ceremony helper. And in this context, it's just kind of, you know, getting our youth familiar to, you know, what a helper is and what that looks like, not only in ceremony, you know, at like sweats or pipe ceremonies or at Sundance, or, you know, we took our youth to horse dance this summer, so we learned about that. But also just in the community, you know, what does that helper look like in terms of your family, in terms of being at school, you know, in terms of being a leader? You know, it's a challenging role, but it's a needed role, especially for young men.
Absolutely. You know, and at this day and age, in this time of our lives where mental health especially is a huge area where we need to focus for our young men. Once again, speaking with Ambrose Cardinal with the Creating Hope Society, what is the age group that you're looking for that people can register for this awesome program?
Yeah, so it's 14 to 18, but, you know, like I said, we can kind of expand it or be flexible, yeah, depending on where their youth are at.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll throw all the information up in my blog. We are going to get that class filled. And if you have a young person, a young male or male identifying person, they're more than welcome to join the Indigenous Boys Matter 2 program. Thanks so much for taking the time to come down to the station and chat with us today, Ambrose.
Thank you.